And speaking of Joe Mafis, and speaking of Joe, that's quite a thing in itself. Joe and Rose are going to be at the Red Barrel in Artesia tonight, and here's one of the songs they'll be doing down there. It's called The Watermelon on the Vine. Joe and Rosie.
Yeah, Sammy, I want to do this especially for our good friend Bill Monroe, because he has performed it many a time. In fact, if he wants to pick the mandolin with us, he can come on in, huh? Yeah.
Sam.
What are you doing?
I was waving at him. He waved at us.
Well, he's giving
they got all sorts of signals, but one I can't understand is that.
I won't try to figure that out either.
How's your Christmas shaping up?
Good, good. How's yours coming
along? Oh, having fun, opening up cards and everything, and every other one is a bill. And it's tough on a feller at Christmas.
That's what it is, me too.
Heck, I'm broke, buddy. I like 15 cents having a nickel. Fact is, I'm so broke, if steamboats was seized off for a dime apiece, all I'd be able to do is just run up and down the bank and yell, "Ain't that cheap?" But I was shuffling through my cards and I found a letter. They formed a new club here in Hollywood.
Yeah, what's it called?
It's called Wives Anonymous.
Wives Anonymous.
They wanted me to join it. It operates a little bit like Alcoholics Anonymous.
How's it work?
Well, if they find out you're thinking about getting married, they send a member over to set up with you all night and try to talk you out of it.
That's pretty good.
But I'm too busy with my shopping, you know. I've got my list, and we're really getting with it and getting things took care of. I got Aunt Marthy a shovel.
A shovel?
And I got Cuthbert a light bulb. And this is going to be a big surprise to him, too, because we don't have electricity yet. And Uncle Elrod is the one that's got me stumped.
What are you getting him?
Well, it ain't what I'm getting him that's bugging me. It is, too. Yeah. I've got it already, but Sam, how in the cat hair are you going to wrap up a saloon?
That's pretty tough. You might ask Gene Davis and all the boys out at the Palomino Club. They could probably tell you.
Yeah, we've wrapped that one up a many a night, ain't we? I wouldn't say Gene had too much, but one night he walked in with a manhole cover under his arm and wanted to know if any of us had a record player.
But they do have fun out there, don't they?
Oh, Lord, yes.
We have fun here on Country Music Time. We have some fine guest stars, you know.
You bet.
You know, we've had a lot of people write in about you.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, dadgum, don't tell them where I am.
Letters. But they were all good comments.
Oh,
most of them.
I appreciate that very
much. In fact, 99% of them were.
That was you the other 1%?
No. But that's pretty good. That's a good average.
Now, I'm real happy, and if I knowed who they was, I'd write back at them. I would.
So direct your cards and letters to Hank Penny at KCOP, and he'll answer your letters.
And invite me out to dinner, and I'll be there.
Right. Here's Keith McDonald, our special guest star tonight.
He's good.
He's fine. He's got a song called This Old Heart.